Okay, today we'll talk a little bit about the mitzvah of pruvu. I think intuitively, most people assume that the source for the mitzvah of pruvu is in Parshas Bereishis, right? That's probably what you assumed. Yeah, and no less than the Sefer Chinuch famously counts it as the first mitzvah, and it appears in Sefer Chinuch and Sefer in Parshas Bereishis. However, the Sefer Chelkas Binyamin that just came out on the first five simanim of Ebenezer, Rabbi Binyamin Cohen, Revival Cohen's son, so I just picked it up recently, looked at it for the first time over Shabbos a little bit. So he points out that the Ramban in Parshas Noach, and he thinks this is the Pashtus based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes, assumes that the real source for the mitzvah pruvu is the pasuk in Parshas Noach of the Atem pruvu. And the Ramban writes over there, Noach Periches Pasuk Zayin, that the Pasuk in Bereishis is simply a bracha, whereas the Pasuk in Noach is the tzivoy. So that maybe a machlokas rishonim, the Chinuch and the Ramban, is the real source for the mitzvah of Puruvu, the Pasuk in Bereishis, or the Pasuk in Noach. Be that as it may, the Mishnah tells us in Yivamas and daf Samach Aleph and Bebez, lo yivatel adam mipirya rivya el emkein yesh labanim. So a person isn't allowed to slack off on the mitzvah of Puruvu until he has banim. What does banim mean? Vishami omim shnei zacharim, that in order to be kind of the mitzvah of Puruvu, you have to have two male two sons. Vbeisul omrim zachar nekeva shenemar biraam. That no, in order to be mekayin Puruvu, you need to have a son and a daughter. And we presumably assume, like the position of Beis Hillel, that to be Mekayim Pruvu, you need to have a son and a daughter. But there is a minority opinion in Rishonim, which is also the Yerushalmi, that we paskin, that even Beis Hillel says that you would be Mekayim Pruvu with two sons as well. You find this in the Peirush of Rambam Minahar, in that Gemara in Yevamos, as well as the Meiri, who quotes from the Hashlama, that the position of Beis Hillel is that you could even be Mekayim Puruvu with a son and a daughter, but Kol Shekein with two sons, because sons are better than daughters. And that's based on the Gemara a little bit later on over there in Yevamos. Pull it back up. It's on the next Amud. Second, how do we get there? There we go. Sorry, it's the wrong direction. So it's on Samach Beis and Beis. The Gemara has four lines down, the two dots. Sabar by Lamemar, bra lebra, ubirta lebirta, kain bra lebirta, avalbirta lebra lo. So the Gemara here is discussing, in the context of B'nai Banim or B'nai Kebanim, what happens if a person loses a child, but they still have surviving grandchildren. Does that mean that you still end up in Mekayim Puruvu? So Abaye thought to say that if you have a son that gives birth to a son or a daughter that gives birth to a daughter, a kol shekein, a son that gives birth to a daughter, that's okay. But a daughter that gives birth to a son, no. So that indicates that a son has a difus over a daughter. And that's the position of the Yerushalmi and the position that the Hashlama has, quoted by the Meiri, Rabbi Bar Menahar, that according to Beis Hillel, you would be Yosef the Mitzvah Peruvu if you have two sons. And that's the position of the Tosfos Rid in the Sugya as well. Now, the Meiri himself is Docha this. He says, no, that statement of Abai is only in the context of a situation where a person's child passes away and they leave grandchildren. But that's not necessarily the same equation as being Mekai and the Mitzvah Peruvu itself on the first generation, where you need a Zachar Nekeva. Lashon HaMeiri is Shekein Hu Yeshuva Shel Olam. The way, the point of Peruvu is to populate the world, and the way you populate the world is having both genders. And anyway, the Beis Shmuel points out in Siman Aleph, Evan Esr, Sivkat and Yud, that the Maskanas of Gemara is not like Abaye anyway, that we don't say B'nai Banim Mashlimin, and therefore that equation shouldn't be relevant to determining how you're Mekai in the Mitzvah Peruvu. The Chalkas Binyamin, I just so points out that there's a Mashmos in the Tshuvas HaRashba as well, that according to Beis Hillel, you could be Mekai in Peruvu with two sons as well, and the son and a daughter is the Chiddush, but definitely you can be Mekai with two sons. And that is in Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Gimel Simen Shin Lamites. The Rashba writes as follows. Lo Amr B'Mishnah Seinu, El Shelo Yevatel Mipiria Rivya, Elim Ken Yesh Lo Banim. That's the Mishnah we just saw. Elias Asek Ad Shiyu Lo Shnei Zacharim L'Beishamei. Oh, afilu zachar nekeva l'beis hillel. So that formulation of, according to Beis Shammai, you have to have two sons, and according to Beis Hillel, even a son and a daughter, it sounds like kol shekein, two sons, and that that nekuda Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai. So again, that's not presumed to be l'halacha, but there is such a minority position we've shown him that according to Beis Hillel, you would be chayim peruvu with two sons. There is an interesting line in the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, Evan Ezer, Simon Aleph, Os Yud Beis. The Avnei Nezer writes as follows. Shamati mi machutani agon mari abezin kutna. So, Rabishua abezin kutna. So, Rabishua kutna. Shamarit lo hayolo rak sacharim. Lanasa cheresalaha. That the marit only had sons. And even though if he wasn't yet Mekayim Peruvu, maybe he should have taken another wife to have a better attempt at having daughters. He didn't do so. Shesam Achal Yerushalmi. Da'af Beis Hillel Yotze B'Shnei Zacharim U'Beishami Afilu Zachar Beis Hillel Yotze B'Shnei Zacharim and it should be Afilu Zachar Nekev. I'm not sure what the Rashi Tevis says. It shouldn't be B'Shamai. V'nira li taimo shel marit, where's that based on? Ki bizara kadosh b'pasak v'hi b'yom kolos Moshe, ki b'mamar shal nalacha me'al raglacha, pakad lei lifrosh me'isha. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to be parish from his wife. V'shal mi'chal kadosh baruch hu alzeh tibai listor adam, aksiv zachar nekeva b'ra'am, that mi'chal asked kadosh baruch hu, how can you tell Moshe to be parish from his wife? He hasn't yet been mekai in Peruvu. Beishiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKiyah Moshe Peruvu, he really was Mekayim Peruvu. V'hayinu Kedivu Yishalmi. Da'af Beisela Modim Desagi B'Shnei Zacharim. V'hinei Yiduso Shal Rishim Bar Yochai Mekadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. V'bevadai Rav Rishim Bar Yochai HaMaisa Beruach HaKodesh. So the Zohar, the way the Avnei Nezer quotes it, ascribes the position that you could be Yotzei with two Zacharim to no less than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In his conversation with the Malach Michal, and suggesting that Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, paskin like the Yerushalmi, that Beis Hillel says he could be Mekayim Peruvu with two sons, and that's how Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekayim Peruvu. Again, an interesting Mar Makom, but we generally assume, like the Pashtus of the Bavli, that according to Beis Hillel, you're only Mekayim Peruvu if you have two sons, if you have a son and a daughter, and not two sons. Okay, Let's go back to the Gemara now in Yevamos. Okay. Okay, the Gemara says the first long line, or the last short line, Idmar. So let's say a person has children when he's a Nachri, and then he converts. Rabbi Yochanan says, even though he had the children when he was a Nachri, he's still Mekayim Pruvu. And Reish Lakish argues it wasn't Mekayim Pruvu. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ki Imperi Rivya Taha Havalei Ban when he had children. Reish Lakish Amar Lo Ki Imperi Rivya Gershin Eskaya Ki Kadna Shinola Dami. So he had children, but he had children as an Achri. And once he is Megayir, he has no relationship to his children anymore. The Ozdu L'tamayu De'imar Hayu L'banim B'yoso Akum in Eskayir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Lo B'chor L'nachla. The Havilei Reishis Ano, Reish Lakish Amar Yesh Lo B'chol Lenachla, Gershin Eskayir Kekatan Sheno Ladami. The Gemara is told that this Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish and a different Machlokas, if a Ger is Megayir and then he has new children as a Jew, are they new children considered to be the B'chor Lenachla, or does he still have a relationship to his previous children when he was an Achri that would entitle them to Yerusha? Okay, so lahalacha we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that ger shen iskayer and he had children beforehand who is mekayim peruvu, but there is machlokas rishonim. What are the parameters of that statement of Rabbi Yochanan? Are you only mekayim peruvu if your children that you had as a nachri convert with you, or are you even mekayim peruvu if the children do not convert? So the Rambam writes Perek Tesvav Ishas. Halachavav, hayu lo banim migiyuso, if a person has children as a guy, then isgayer hu vehem, and he converts together with them, hare zekiyem mitzvazu. So, according to the Rambam, you're only mekayim peruvu, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, if the children that you have as a nachri convert together with you. And that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Aleph, Se'if, Zayin, like the Rambam. Hayu lo banim biyoso akum vinis gayer hu vehem harei zekiyem mitzvazu. Fine. Why is that so? So the Taz writes in Sifkat and Tes. Taz assumes in Sifkat HaTes that according to the Rambam, you're only Mekayim Mitzvah Peruvu if you end up having Jewish children. There's no key in Peruvu if the children that you have are not Jewish. And the Chalkas Bechokek Sivkat and Tes Beishmuel Sivkat and Yudbeis is quoted Shuvas Ma'aril that argues on the Rambam and assumes that even if the children are not Magayir together with the father would be Makayim Puruvu. Why should that be so? The Aruch HaShulchan has the following analysis. Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sifya Tes. Hayilo banim biyosa kusi v'niskaya resiki impruvu. The afal gav the kakatan chanel ladani. Mikalmakum came in the gam hem bene periviviananu, alpha bishalanistavu, Mikalmakum hare bechlaliusam, yesh aleam kamochova liasheva olam. Shazar Ritson Hashem bebrechaso la adam ulanavach. So even though there's no formal requirement of peruvu for bene noach, but they are bechlal shabbos, and shabbos is a ancillary chiyuv to peruvu to populate the world. The ikur of peri rivu whom yishum is shabbos yisara. The kemish asa shabbos ba'olam shivlan eschayi b'mitzvah zu. So once the nachri is engages in and fulfills shabbos, he's no longer mechuyav peruvu. Zeshik asav neshakim peruvu ain't a kavana shakiyah mitzvah asay zu. It doesn't mean that he was mekayim the formal asay of peruvu. Ela kolomar. Shaki and Puruvu, Sha'ata Eina Mutala Salah, Mitzvah Puruvu. So it means that it's a Ptur, that he's no longer Mukhiv and Puruvu because he engaged in Shabbos. So it's not that he gets Mitzvah points for Puruvu per se, but there's a Ptur because he already engaged in Shabbos. Aval Ima Yulubban and Yoso Eved Vinishachrer, Afilin Ishachrer, who behem, Loki and Mr. Puruvu, Mishun de Be'eved, Eina Ban Misyaksan Akrav. So a Nachri has something up on an Eved has no yichus to his children, and a Kusi does, and Nachri does, and therefore, as long as there is some kind of yichus between father and son, and as long as the father has thus engaged in a form of Shabbos, then that creates a Ptur for the mitzvah of Puruvu, and that's why, potentially, even if lo niskayu bana bimo, there wouldn't be a chiyuv going forward. And then he says as follows: Kosar Rambatur, the Ma'iri Kishinaskayer Ava Banim. That's only where, according to the Rambam, the sons convert as well. Kosar Mefarshim Dim Lekain Vade Dehem Enam Olam Lekiyam Mitzvah Peruvu. Because if they don't convert, how could you argue that you've been Mekayim Peruvu? V'yeshom Rim the Gam Niskayer Levado Lekiyam Peruvu. That's an Aril. Kaimashmi V'kam Gedolim Yishonim. V'Eves Kaim David Kekadnet Shenolad. If Rabbi Yochanan doesn't disagree with the principle of Gerushin Niskayer Kadosh Shenolad, I mean, disagrees with that being relevant in this case. But why should that be? Even if what difference does it make if the children convert with you or not? Bottom line, there's no yichus between the father and the sons. Even if they all convert together, they're no longer halachically related. So what difference does it make if the sons convert? Alavada de Yatsup Yidei Peruvu Gami Kodem. So it must be that you're Yosei regardless. There's really no machlokis here around the Maril. And the Rama will agree that even if the sons don't convert, you're not mechuyav in Peruvu anymore. Kevin de Mikar b'nei Peruvu ninu, Avshala nistavu. According to the Rambam, since there was a yichus at some point, and the bottom line, at the end of the day, the children are Jewish, so then that's considered that you've been mekayim peruvu on some level. The Aruch HaShulchan says that fundamentally, definitely according to the Maril, the pshat here is that even if the children don't convert with you, it's not that you've been mekayim a formal mitzvah pervu, it's that there's a ptur. Since you engaged in Shabbos, and you had children that were misyaches after you, so you've populated the world. So once you convert, as far as your cheshbon of what mitzvahs you need to perform, you no longer need to perform mitzvahs pervu. And according to the Rambam, it's arguable that, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that if your children convert with you, even though there's no yichus now, but you can check all the boxes that you engaged in Shabbos, you had children that were misyaches achar you at some point, and now they're Jewish, then that even is considered to be a kiyum of some sort of peruvu. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's analysis of this this machlokas rishonim. And the Ragachavra has something similar, Shuvah Safnas Paneach, Warsaw edition, Simon Kuf Pei Hei, that the pshat of Gershon Eskayer, Vinola Lobanim, Bigiuso, isn't that you're Mekayim Peruvu per se, it's that you're no longer Mechuyav in the mitzvah. Because in his analysis, the Iker mitzvah of Peruvu is the Totsah. The Iker mitzvah of Peruvu is that you have children. So if Lamaisa, you have children, and those children are Jewish, so then there's no more need for a Kiyam of the mitzvah. And his analogy is to Mila toch Hazman. And let's say you did a Mila before day 8. So you haven't been Mekai in the mitzvah of Mila, but there's no further pending Kiyam. Because Lamaisa, the son is already an Imo. So leaving aside whether there's a garment of Atafa. But as far as the you were mechuyev in the mitzvah, you ended up doing a mila, which wasn't a kiyum, but at the end of the day, the kid is nimal, and it's not shayach to be mekayim the mitzvah anymore. So he thinks that the peruvu for Gershon Eskayer or something along those lines, that there's no more chiyuv of the mitzvah because you've done the act b'poel, even if you didn't get mitzvah points for it, per se. And the Sefer Mereshes Moshe, Simon Samachov, he points out that he thinks this is Meduyik and Tosas as well. Tosas on Samach Beis Amid Aleph, Dibur Maskel Rabbi Yochanan has a line that Kevan de Menachri Yuso Kiyem, so since bottom line your Mekayim Pruvu is an Achri, Dizara Meyuchas Achara Bosa Shah, Nifter Nami Kishin Eskayer. So since it was Zara Meyuchas Acharav when he was a guy, Nifter Nami Kishin Eskayer. It doesn't say that he's Mekayim Pruvu, it's that he's Pater from Pruvu going forward. Nifter Nami Kishin Eskayer. So it sounds like it's not that there's a Kiyam per se, it's that it's a Ptur because you've already affected what Pruvu requires of you. So you didn't get mitzvah points, but there's no more Chiyav. Rav Asher Weiss points out in Minchas Asher Al HaTorah, in the new edition at Simon Gimel, on Breishis, that this approach is more relevant for those that disagree with the Minchas Chinuch's approach to the nature of the mitzvah peruvu. Minchas Chinuch famously, Rabbi Chanan has this also, but the Minchas Chinuch famously has the analysis with multiple nafkamina that the mitzvah peruvu is taluy on the result and not on the action. That's how he resolves the kasha of the Turei Evan. Turei Evan is bothered. On the one hand, the din is that a shota, someone who is not a shafui bedato, someone who is not a bardas, eats matzah at the time that he's a shota, and then he is nispakeach when it's still leil pesach. So he wasn't yotze yeschiv matzah if he ate matzah during the time that he wasn't bishifui das. That's going on Rosh Hashanah Kol Chesem and Aleph. A shota eats matzah as a shota, then he's nispakeach. He's mechuyev to eat a kazayis amasa again because he wasn't mekayin the mitzvah in his earlier state of being a lav bardas. So how is that different, esoteri evan, than ardin of nolad lobanim migiyuso? Someone has children as a guy when he's not a barchiyev, and then he's megayer, then he's misgayer. So somehow he is now yosei the mitzvah of peruvu. So what's the difference between the shota that he's matzah and the guy who has children and then is misgayer? The Minchas Chinuch, to answer that question, establishes the yesod that when it comes to peruvu, everything is based on the result. When it comes to matzah, it's the maisa of achilas matzah, which is critical. When it comes to peruvu, it's not the maisa mitzvah, it's the totzah. So as long as the result leaves you with children, so Gerushin is Gayer, and he had children beforehand, at the end of the day, he's now Jewish, he has children. So the Totsah is there, and you could argue that he's been Mekayim the mitzvah of Peruvu. So that's the Minchas Chinuch's analysis, that Peruvu is result driven. And that's why the Minchas Chinuch explains, even if you give birth to a mamzer, you've been Mekayim the mitzvah of Peruvu, and that's not considered to be a mitzvah b'aveira. Why is it a mitzvah b'aveira? Says the Minchas Chinuch, because the mitzvah isn't mekuyam b'shas aveira. Whatever the ma'isa mitzvah was, but the real thrust of Peruvu is not any ma'isa, but it's a totsah. And if you have a child, even if the child is a mamzer, the totsah is there, and that's not considered to be a mitzvah b'aveira. And therefore, by the same token, even if in the other direction, if a person has children, Rahmanu Litzlan, they pass away before they leave their own children, then the kiyum could be nispatel retroactively. If everything is just maisa oriented, so whatever the maisa mitzvah was, you did it, and what difference does it make if it happens later? But because the mitzvah of peruvu is result oriented, if at the end, when all the dust settles, you don't have children, even if you had them, Rahmanu Litzlan, they passed away, then it turns out that you weren't mekayim the mitzvah peruvu in the final analysis. So Ramosha writes along these lines in Chelek Beis Eben Ezer Simen Yud Ches. Ube'etzam tam hamagia betaz, dekeven de b'shalom ma'isa efshar lo yatsa, lo nochon klal, da b'hayu lo banim b'yoso akum in iskayir, lo b'yochan akim peruvu, izakem b'shachon arach, asha b'yoso akum lo hayim u'chuyav, shiksha al za tu heaven, v'yad ha'achal ma'at v'yoso shot al yatsa, v'mishtaf et sarach l'achal ma'at acheres, that's the kashya turi heaven, he quotes him in Minchas Chinuch. And Moshe says, "Lani astaiti yesh the Torahs b'pshitas. Da'af shelo mistabir lomar kaminchas chinuch shamitzvah loti ala ma'isa." So Ramosha isn't enamored with the entirety of the approach of the Minchas Chinuch. He says, "Not mistabir to say that the mitzvah is totally unrelated to the ma'isa. Aval ma'isa shenistav b'peruvu eino holadas habanim. Dize eino biyado." El ha-mitzvah v'chiv shalav who live al ishto b'yagamura she efshar mizah l'holit. So Ramosha still thinks that the thrust of the mitzvah is not just the result, but it is also ma'isa-oriented, that the mitzvah peruvu is that you have to engage in ona to the extent that, or until you have the requisite number of children. V'rayel semitosav avabasra by the Gemara of Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, that we say Mishat Sarah Ka'akar Lalav the essay to prove Ula Makayim Agmar Bia. So there the Gemara said you are Makayim the essay prove the Tosav says you are Makayim the essay prove Bishas Bia. Right, the Gemara Bia Nashem Makayim Afshe Dailan is Abraklal came into Rak Zeb Bia Delasas. You can't say that the Kiyama Mitzvah is tied in to something that's not Biyado. However, So according to Ramosha, the Ramosha disagrees with the approach of the Minchas Chinuch and assumes that Peruvu is more mice oriented as opposed to Totsah oriented. So then you would go back and favor the analysis that along the lines of the Aruch HaShulchan, that it's a ptur, that Gershon is Gayer, if he had children, Bigiuso. So it's not that we just look at the result and at the end of the day, he had Jewish children, and all we care about is the Tatsah. Even if the Maisa is what's critical, then the Pshat has to be, as we said for the Yerucha Shulchan, that it's a ptur, that you're no longer mechuyev in the Misr Pruvu if at the end of the day you had children. Not that you've been Mekayim Pruvu, but there's no longer a chiv. Okay. Chalkas Bechokek Sivkat and Ches raises the following question. Yesh l'stapek isha shenis abra bambati im ki ema'a pruvu. So let's say a woman becomes impregnated without a maisubia. So is a father Mekayim Pruvu? In Mikri b'no l'chol davar. So is there full yichus between the father and the child, between the Baal Hazera, even if the child was conceived without a Maisabir? Ublikute Maril Nimsa Sheben Sira Hayabino Shel Yirmiyo Sharachas Bambati. Sira B'gmat Yirmiyo. So that's the tradition that appears in some sources that Ben Sira was the son of Yirmiyahu Anovi, who was conceived by Ambati without a Maisabia. So the Chalkas Mechokek raised that as a question. What is the yichus between the father of Vlad, that's Nisabra Bambati? And Bishwil as well, Sukkot and Yud, raises the same question, question of Chalkas Mechokek. Yesh lavi raim ashakasa bagos mak isha muzharis sh'al tishka val sadin sh'shachav alein isha acher, that a woman should not sleep on sheets that another man slept on. Tendis abim ishech muzharis sh'al acher zeir shem yisachos amei aviv nishma davi b'nol chaldarba. The fact that there is such a concern that maybe we'll become impregnated with someone else's era, and then we're worried about shem yisach achoso, so that sounds like the child is full in Yisyaches Acher the Baal Hazera, even absent a Maisabia. Okay, so this is the basis of the discussion among contemporary poskim. Is there a kiyum in the mitzvah pruvu for a child that's conceived through artificial insemination, IVF, or some kind of artificial reproductive technique? So Rav Asher points out that this machlokas, or the issue that the Chalkas Machlokas Bishmuel raised, may be dependent on that question, is whether Pruvu is mice oriented or Totsah oriented. If it's result oriented, bottom line, there is a child that was conceived through the Zera of the father, and that should be B'nai Chaldover. If it's mice oriented, so then there's no mice B'ya. Now, that's not Bechreach. The tshuva that we just saw for Moshe, where Moshe clearly assumes not only the Minchas Chinuch that the mitzvah is mice oriented, and Yerem Moshe assumes that there is yichus between the father and the child of Nolam Bambati, and presumably according to Moshe, it's that is considered a maisa. It doesn't have to be a maisa bia, but it's a maisa that leads to conception. Ritzvi Pesach Frank, Shuvas Har Tzvi, Evan Ezer, Siman Dalid, writes that in the other direction, even if you assume that you would have been Mekai in the Mitzvah Pruvu by Nola Bambati, the case of the Chalkas Mechokek and the Beis Shmuel, the case of Ben Sira, even if you were to assume that by Nola Bambati you're not Mekai in Pruvu, but maybe if you have a child through artificial insemination, that's better, because there you're mostly the Zera for the purpose of conception. Maybe you would say that there the doctor that facilitates is considered the shliach of the Baal, and that's also considered a maisa. Tzitz Eliezer writes, Chelek Tess, Simon Nun Aleph, in his Kuntres Refuah B'Mishpacha Shar Dalid. Tzitz Eliezer writes, Achilut Shekasavnu Lechalek Mekabel Yosef Surim Nomar Osa Benugei Lepulas Hazraka Lafraya Malachutit. So along the lines that we just quoted from Tzipas Frank, there is a Maisa here. There is intent. There's a Maisa. And everyone knows what they're doing. He says it's considered that it's possible that here where everyone, if you're going to impregnate an Ashes Ish with the Zara of someone other than her husband. So maybe that is considered not like Ramosha's Chubas, that you can't have Mamzeus without a Maisabia, but maybe he raises the question, maybe that's not so. If everyone is aware of what they're doing, and it's B'Kavana Lekach, so maybe that is worse than Ola Bambati, which is more happenstance. So Ramosha and the Chuba that we just quoted earlier, and the Chelek Gimel Siman Yud Aleph assumes that there is Yichus Achar Av in a case of a child conceived with artificial reproductive technology. And that seems to be the broader consensus among poskim. Shlomo Zalman goes away in the tshuva in Mincha Shlomo Tinyana Simon Kuf Kaf Dalid, even though some of the later citations of Shlomo Zalman seem to be less unequivocal. Rav Shechter is koshesh that maybe the Vlad in such a situation is not miyuchas achar the father. Maybe he wouldn't be mekayim peruvu. And if the father is a Kohen, that the children wouldn't be able to duchen. But again, it seems like the stronger consensus of the poskim is more along the lines of Ramosha, although not without Cholkin. That's what the Shevet Alevi writes, that you would be Kai improve Shevet Alevi Chelak Tess Simon Reish Tess. Minchas Yitzchak Chelik Aleph Simen Nun and Rav Avadya and Yabi Omer Chelik Ches Simen Kaf Aleph and the Chelik Beis Simen Aleph. Shlomo Zalman is nistapek whether in a situation where children a couple is unable to conceive naturally and the husband wants to invoke the din, the right to divorce his wife after 10 years. And the wife wants to pursue some kind of artificial reproductive technique. So does the wife have the ability to be docha? He was asking the other direction. If the wife is asking for a get because it's the husband is the one who's unable to conceive. So can the husband claim that he's willing to go through some form of assisted reproduction as a way to push off his wife's request for a get. So Shlomo Zalman leaves that as a question. In Sefer Pua, they quote a Maisa with Rav Avadya that Rav Avadya told the husband in this kind of situation that even though there's no chiyuv to engage in such a procedure, mitzad peruvu, but there may be a chiyuv to do so mitzad bihafta l'vecha kamocha, if that's what his wife wants to do. Okay, I will stop here.
Thanks, Robbie.
Thank you.